it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Buck Showalter and Rock Kubatko when we continue right after this.
Rock Kubatko with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Buck, I've been away from the team a little bit, but kept track of what was going on. I know there was a split of the four-game series in Oakland. Was there a little bit of a frustration looking back? Because there were a couple games there that could have been won, losing a late lead in one game and then had the early lead yesterday and then things kind of unraveled.
Rock, I also dwell on some of the really good things we did in that series to win two games on the road in a place that's very hard for teams from the East to play in. And, I don't know if you call 9-3 a game you should have won, but, there were some opportunities there early. But we knew Graveman's a good pitcher, and he got his feet on the ground. And, both pitchers were using a real liberal strike zone yesterday to make it work, help. And it's unfortunate that, the strike zone's not the same every night, but we benefited from it, too. It was a strange outing for Jeremy because there was a better outing there. He had very few pitches and just, he hit a ball off the end of the bat that squibbed down the first baseline that really hurt us.
Chris Tillman made his first relief appearance. I know it's a couple batters, but was that enough for you to see anything there that kind of encouraged you, that lead you to believe that maybe he's heading in the right direction?
Oh, sure. I think it was five or six hitters. I'm not sure how many, but, he got down the hill some things that he and Roger have been working on. He really put into play. He's got one little habit that he needs to get behind him, but he's working on that. And that was a good athletic move down the hill. And won't get into some of the adjustments they're making, but that was encouraging. It'd be interesting to see how he feels today. I talked to him earlier. He hadn't thrown yet. And, nobody's got a better pedigree of pitching good baseball for us than Tilly. And I've said before when we put him down the bullpen that he's going to pitch some meaningful games for us.
Adam Jones, 7 hits in his last 17 at-bats. He's one hit away from tying Boog Powell for 5th place on the club's all-time list. As he continues to climb up these lists, has he put even more into focus just what he's meant to this organization and his place in it?
Well, it'd be a poor reflection on us if we didn't already get that. Adam is such an accountable post-up guy. He's the type of guy that I don't think everybody's going to really realize what he's about and what you're missing until he's not here. He's just a guy you can always count on. He doesn't have a day where he just is not connected. He's always competing. He's always in the middle of things, a very consistent personality and more importantly, a very consistent competitive attitude about, the Orioles winning a baseball game.
Rock Kubatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Got the Mariners now, who were coming off a four-game series. They were swept by the Angels. The age-old question, are you catching them at a good time, or is this a bad time for a team that had been playing much better than that?
Well, that'll be dictated by how we pitch. And probably on paper about as good a team, a position player team, probably the best outfield defense in our league. And just a team that's just lethal offensively, and you have to pitch well. And it's the last end of a challenging road trip for us. We'd really like to end it on a good note.
You've got Giovanni Gallardo tonight. I'm still trying to say it without the Baltimore accent. Do you feel like you pretty much know what to expect from him because you managed him and he's been in the league for so long? Or is there anything different about him this season?
Well, I wish it was that easy. Guys, to survive as a starting pitcher, you have to throw little wrinkles in there, different approaches. And, he knows what we're going to try to do, and we know what he's going to try to do. But, it doesn't mean he's going to throw one pitch every time. He's got a lot of different things, and he's capable of really presenting you a challenge. But, our guys have an idea of what they need to do, and if they can take the motion out of it and execute, then, we should be okay.
Anthony Santander and Ryan Flaherty both joined Single-A Frederick for their game tonight. What's the latest with them? What's the plan for them?
Well, Bowie was off today, and they're traveling to Reading. It didn't make any sense to go all the way to Reading for one game. And the rest of our clubs are off, and fortunately, Frederick's only going up to Delaware, which is only an hour plus away, and I think Ryan's going to DH tonight, and Anthony's going to play there. But, we're going to have to put them on the roster by the 17th, which is Thursday on the off day, which is fine. It's a little unconventional, adding a Rule 5 guy, this time of year, but we think well of him, and he's done well in limited at-bats at a very limited look at the Double-A level.
I did want to ask you about that, as you were saying. I mean, obviously, he's hit really well during this assignment, and it could be a nice bat to add, but is there kind of that challenge of breaking in a guy like that as a Rule 5 pick this time of the year when you're in playoff contention?
Well, it's a challenge, but if someone asked me, was I going to play him in left, right, or DH him, there's not a breaking in period. You know, we just, there's some unknown there, and we're not going to be experimenting in August and September trying to win a world championship here. And, I know that we think he's got the potential to be real well worth the wait. But it's going to be challenging to manage it because, you're trying to, most importantly, win baseball games and also try to, develop him, so to speak.
And last question, J.J. Hardy, are you still aiming for return maybe before September with him? Or is it more realistic at this point because he still hasn't gone on a rehab assignment that maybe it's September 1st?
Well, we'll see. I know in my gut and talking to him and the trainers what I think is going to happen. But, we're going to continue to stay positive with it. He's doing a lot of things, progressing every day. And, legally, he can't really get active before the 18th. So, very simply, when you see him go out on rehab assignment, then we can get a real steadfast clock going.
Thank you, Buck. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
I got a trivia question for you. Who's knocked in the most runs in the American League since the All-Star break? No, it's not Nelson Cruz. The answer with Jim Hunter when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
On a beautiful night for baseball in Seattle, Orioles and Mariners begin a three-game series. Jonathan Scope up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles road trip continues tonight. Final stop on this three-city road trip. First at 3 in Seattle against the Mariners and visiting with Jonathan Scope. And, John, it's been a tough trip so far, but the team is still right in the playoff chase, 2.5 games back of a spot. Is there any urgency among the players about trying to get on a streak, or is that something you try not to think about and just go out and play?
I think it's something we don't try to think about. Just go out there and play. We know we got to win. It's getting close. We believe in each other. We believe we can do it. We close. We go out there and trying to win every game, but we don't put pressure on ourselves. But it's gonna come. We're gonna put some good stretch together because we are a playoff team.
It's a bit frustrating if you look at this trip. It seems every time it looks like the club's going to get on a roll, there's the inopportune loss. I know it's frustrating for the players, but it's something that just continues to happen.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but, you're just going to learn from it and trying to be better tomorrow, But nobody want to go in there and give it all the run. And even if the base is loaded, you don't want to strike out. You want to drive him in. So, we prepare. That's why you at BP and prepare for the game. And so when the game starts, you're ready for it.
You're batting third, and you're the leading RBI player on the team. Are you beginning to see pitchers pitch differently to you, maybe more carefully, and you're not seeing as many pitches to hit?
I see they don't give me like the pitch to hit. Like, no matter in this lineup, it's because even if it's on me, as Manny, as Jonesy, as Trumbo, Trey, Davis, all those guys, Beckham now too, all those guys, we all danger. We all can do damage. So not only me, but it's everybody. They pitch carefully to the whole team.
The thing about your season this year, you've been so consistent, and in watching a part of it is because you've been using the entire field all year, and as a result, you get a lot of base hits the other way. So even if they try to stay away from you, you're willing to go that way.
Yeah. This season, me and Cooley work hard, so we hit the ball where they pitch me, But sometimes we human. Sometimes you turn on some, and then you're going to relax and go next to bat. They're going to throw you out and trying to get your single that way, and if they throw a mistake, hit it out that way too.
You just had a nice visit with former teammate Nelson Cruz, who leads you in the American League in RBIs by 9. And he encouraged you right in front of us all. He wants you to make a run at him. I think I heard a challenge.
Yeah, that's my dad, man. That guy is, he teach me everything. My first year, he was here. That's the best things that I learned, from him. My first year, I was rookie. And follow his path, teach me everything that he know. And now he's encouraged me, and helped me out, You want me to pass him, but he say I'm gonna wait for you and then I'm gonna pass you again. Me and him relationship is really good. Yesterday I went to his house, eat with his family. I appreciate everything this guy did for me.
What did he teach you that you still utilize in your game today?
One thing he teach me, not in the baseball outside, like work hard. You know, work, go, your body is the thing that help you others. So you go take care of your body, you know, go lift, go stretch, do all those things, you know, for you to be good out there. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff he teach me, you know, even baseball too. Don't chase the number, you know, just play the game, have fun, and your number's going to be there too, you know. So don't go out there trying to do this, trying to do that, you know, go have fun and win and everything's going to be good.
The Orioles have never had a second baseman win an RBI title. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or if it's something you even think about, but it does signal, if anything else, you're having a special year.
Yeah, you know, no, I'm not thinking about those things. You know, I don't know much about those things. You know, I just want to, like I said, I just want to win. I just want to contribute to my team and do whatever I can do to help the team win.
Now, tonight you're facing another former teammate, Yovani Gallardo. You played behind him all of last year. How is it different when you get in the box as opposed to playing behind him defensively?
It's a little bit different because you play behind him and now you're going to face him. But you kind of got an idea what he's trying to do, you know, because you play so much game behind him. But maybe he come with a different strategy too, you know, different plan to pitch you. So you got to make your adjustment during the bats.
And you have faced him before when he pitched in Texas, so it's not that long ago, just two seasons. So I guess you have to look for your pitch and know, that's right, at Milwaukee as well. You have to look for your pitch that you like and hope he cooperates.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good pitcher. You know, he throws strikes and then he can make a chase. You know, he can throw the ball just outside the zone, so he make a chase. So you got to be patient a little bit and wait for the ball mistake so you can hit it hard somewhere.
All right, the team would like to get on a roll like the Angels just did. They've won six in a row, and they moved up in the standings. I know it's difficult to talk about long-term, but to get something going, it's all about tonight, right? You win tonight, then you can show up tomorrow and look to get the second in a row.
Yeah, if for you to get something going, you gotta worry about today. You cannot worry about tomorrow, or you cannot worry about the next day. So you got to get today first, and then you can keep going.
Well, Jonathan Schoop, since the All-Star break, has 31 RBIs. That is more than any player in the American League. Nelson Cruz, who leads the league in RBIs, is at 24 since the break. From Seattle, stay tuned for Orioles baseball.
Yeah, good morning to you. Hello, good baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back in Seattle in the win column tonight. First of a three-game series, and they win this game in no uncertain terms. And they win it 11-3 as they get a total of 16 hits. Kevin Gausman is now with a winning record. He is now 9-8, and Kevin Gausman has won six of his last seven decisions. Tim Beckham in the finale in Oakland yesterday, well, he went 0-4. Well, tonight he wasted no time in getting in the hit column. Tim Beckham is leading off here. He's in a terrible slump. He's like 0-4. What's the matter with this guy? So here's the game's initial offering. Fly ball, right field. Backing up, Gamble backing up. Pavement, bye-bye. The slump is over with. He goes opposite field on the game's initial pitch. And it's a 1-0 Oriole lead in a hurry. Now Beckham, number 4 as an Oriole, his 16th home run this season. And it's the first time Beckham has ever done that in the big leagues, hit a leadoff home run. So Kevin Gausman went to work in the bottom of the first inning. He gave up a double to Gene Segura. And then Manny Machado's brother-in-law, Yonder Alonso, came up to hit. Alonso, fly ball, left center, well hit. Adam Jones on the run, he cannot get to it. He's going to play that thing off the wall. Here's Segura, he's being waved in. And Beckham holds the relay. There'll be no throw toward the plate. Alonso, that's a double. And we are tied in Seattle in the first inning. Yeah, on back-to-back doubles. After that, Robbie Cano got a base hit to put runners on first and third. Eventually, on a throwing error by Tim Beckham, Seattle had runners on second and third with nobody out and already a run in a 1-1 game. But then Gausman got real stingy. Nelson Cruz came up, and Gausman got two strikes on him. So 1-2 now to Nelson Cruz. And that's when Gausman needs right now is a strikeout. Big-time strikeout. So let's see if Kevin tries to get that strikeout. He's got him 1-2 two strikes, and here it comes. He does get the strikeout on a fastball upstairs, 96. Cruz swings and misses, and that's a big strikeout right there. It was. And then Seager came up to hit, and guess what? Gausman got two strikes on him, too. 1-2. Well, he may as well get the strikeout now. That's what he did against Nelson Cruz. Why not? Now, there are times when a pitcher should go for a strikeout. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those times. 1-2. And here it comes. Ping! And a miss. He gets a strikeout again. Fastball at 97. So after a couple of real good changeups, he blows that fastball right past him. Kevin Gausman's come back with a couple of really big strikeouts here.
Yeah.
And then Heredia came up to hit, but Gausman did not strike him out. Gausman, he delivers. Fastball, little chopper over Gausman. Beckham charges, has it, throws it, got him at first base. Nicely done by Tim Beckham. And a ball that got past Gausman, once that happened, for Beckham, it turned to a tough chance, but he handles it nicely. And Kevin Gausman, exactly a Houdini, with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to limit the damage. Well done, Kevin Gausman. Then came the second inning, right? One out, Trumbo, a double, and then Davis came up to hit. Davis waits on a 1-1 pitch. And here it comes. Fly ball the other way, backing up. Is Heredia backing up? He's going to jump up. Hey, he can't get to it. That ball takes a big bounce off the fence. And there's a ball back in toward the plate, much too late. Trumbo has scored, and Davis winds up at second base with a double. On a ball that Heredia didn't judge all that well. No, he did not. So he went up with the RBI double. Then Smith, a single. And then Joseph, a force out that knocked in a run. And then Beckham, a single, to load the bases for Manny Machado. Gallardo, again, very deliberate. He delivers. Fly ball, left field. Oh, my goodness. Manuel Machado. Bye-bye. Another grand slam. His second on the road trip. And it was a no-doubter. And I think it landed in the upper deck above the scoreboard in left center. See, when you talk grand slam, it happens. So the Orioles having a delightful second inning, capped off by Manny Machado's grand slam. They've got a 7-1 lead. And then came the fifth, another fun inning. A double by Adam Jones. Then there was a pitching change. After a couple of strikeouts, Davis, an RBI single, and then Seth Smith back in Seattle. Fly ball, deep right field. Mr. Smith has gone deep in Seattle. Way back in the seats in right field. They had about 40 rows out there. My goodness. So that's a two-run home run. Davis scores ahead of him. It is 10-1 Baltimore. In the fifth inning. There you go. Then later in the seventh inning, Trey Mancini came up as a leadoff hitter.
And the pitch to Mancini is swung on and driven to right field and pretty deep. Back out of Valencia, and that ball is gone. It carries out of here to right field. Trey Mancini, first ball swinging. His first base hit of the night. There's number 21. And the Orioles lead is now 11-2.
So there you go. Meanwhile, Kevin Gausman, after the first inning, settled in. At one time retired 8 in a row and 12 out of 13. Now, he did give up a home run to Zunino, a solo in the fifth inning, but he ended his game in style.
Zunino runs the 3-2, is swung on and missed. He got him, and Gausman does, in fact, get through seven innings. So nicely done by Kevin Gausman. Strikeout number 6 will likely be his final batter of the night.
And it was, and Kevin Gausman, outstanding 7 innings of work. Now, Miguel Castro came in, got the final 6 outs. Nelson Cruz, the former Oriole, who is now in Seattle, I guess he just had to do what he did. Cruz hits a home run in left field, backing up. Forget about it. It's Trey Mancini. That ball in the bullpen. And oh, Nelly has hit one out. His 29th to make it 11-3. 11-3, Miguel Castro did end the game with a couple of strikeouts, so they win the first of three, same two teams again, on Tuesday night. Jim Hunter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter here in Seattle as the Orioles get the opener of this three-game series against the Mariners, and oh, did they? They win it 11-3, so the Birds are now 4-4 through 8 games in this 10-game road trip. They're now 8-6 in the month of August and trying to move up in the wild card standings, and they did have some success in that tonight as the Tampa Bay Rays fell at Toronto by a final of 2-1. Josh Donaldson hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the first. Blue Jays didn't score again, but that was enough as it held on for a 2-1 win. Wilson Ramos, a solo home run in the second inning for the only run for Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay, at the moment falls behind the Orioles. Tampa Bay's at 59-61. The Orioles are at 59-60, so the Orioles move a half game ahead of the Rays for third place in the AL East and also a half game ahead of Tampa Bay in the wild card chase. Now, Kansas City ahead of the Orioles in the wild card chase by a game and a half. Kansas City did win tonight at Oakland by a final of 6-2. So the Royals are now 60-58. They stay a game and a half ahead of the Orioles in the wild card race. Now, the Yankees also won tonight. The Subway Series started against the Mets. New York beat the Mets by a final of 4-2. So the Yankees holding the number one wild card spot. They are now 62-55. The Angels are idle. They're in the number two wild card spot. And the Orioles also gain a half game on idle Minnesota. Minnesota's just a half game back at the Angels for that number two spot. The Orioles also leapfrog over Seattle in the wild card chase. So now the Orioles have Kansas City, Minnesota, the Angels, and the Yankees ahead of them in the wild card races. Both Seattle and Tampa Bay fall behind the Orioles off the Orioles' win here tonight against the Seattle Mariners. So the Birds win at 11-3. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments, Gary Thorne with Buck Showalter.
Skip, this has been a road trip where in more than one game you've seen this offense really explode.
Yeah, Gary, that's true. We've scored some runs a lot, and any time on the road to give you a margin of error. But I thought the game was won in the bottom of the first inning with Kevin Gausman, second, third, nobody out, and Kevin Boat is back and got us back in the dugout. And that was key, big momentum turn for us.
He's really turned into a consistent starter for you.
Well, that's a mature, growing young pitcher. When he steps back off the mound, said, okay, let's minimize the damage. Let's get our team back in the dugout. But, you know, I told him when I took him out at seven, I said, you won a game in the bottom of the first. And those are the lessons that young pitchers reach back for.
Chris Davis's bat looks like it's coming around.
Tonight, I tell you, since last two or three days, I just liked his bat staying in his zone a lot longer, and he's not cheating so much to pitches. And I'm sure glad that pitcher got his glove up. That was scary. That ball would hit him right in the face, and you don't want to think about that until you've been in a dugout and seen that actually happen.
Yeah. Manny continues to get big hits. We're in second Grand Slam of the season.
Yeah, he's got his brother-in-law and got to see his their baby, and you know he left when he landed last night. He went over and Alonzo fed him, so I hope he's giving him the same thing tonight.
All right, and for the Orioles in the pen, you're in real good shape now for the final two here.
That was big. That then people may say, "What do you mean, Castro coming in pitching those two innings?" And because we got we got extended in Oakland, and now we're back on the feet to present put our best foot forward the next couple of days before we have an off day.
All right, Skip, thanks.
All right, thank you.
So, Buck Showalter with Gary Thorne following the Orioles' 11-3 win. Birds get the opener of this three-game series and move once again a game below 500 at 59-60.